Amnesty International has called on Israel to release the Palestinian hunger striker Gilad Kayyad, as reports say his health condition is deteriorating. The prominent rights group says if Israel authorities have any proof showing Kayyad committed a crime, they should charge him. A Palestinian inmate has been on a hunger strike for more than 2 months, and doctors warn that he's at risk of a stroke. Kayyad was supposed to be freed in June after serving 14 and a half years in prison for his membership at the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, but Israel declined to release him and put him under administrative detention. The Palestinian activist appealed against his detention. His appeal hearing has been scheduled for October. Earlier, Press TV's Mona Qandil joined us from Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. She says Gilad Kayyad has recently been transferred to a military hospital where he has been refusing treatment.
Gilad Kayyad has been on hunger strike for 59 consecutive days now, and he was moved from the Israeli prison to the Barzilai hospital. It's in the south of Israel. The Israeli city of Ashkelon, after his health deteriorated. According to a Damir lawyer, Gilad Kayyad is currently refusing medical examinations, and he's only consuming water along with salt, sugar, and vitamin B1. Because Gilad Kayyad was demanding the Israeli regime to transfer him to his cell in the Israeli jail, and that he's refusing to deal with the doctors inside the Israeli hospital of Barzilai. Now, according to what you have mentioned, Amnesty International is demanding the Israeli regime to immediately release Gilad Kayyad because of his deteriorating health condition, or